Mark, the book of Mark, if you will. You know, we have a great Savior, do we not?
Amen.
He's everything to us. A lot of times we are kind of forget some things that we should be doing for Him. We have to confess, we have to repent of our sins, and just the Lord's willing to do so, and we're so thankful. And I want to preach you for about an hour now on the message of the Lord healing. The healing of the Lord. And I'm going to use Mark here for just a few minutes for my text. It talks about here the healing of a blind man. Now I stop and think, I was blind a long time ago. Jesus Christ healed me. He touched my eyes, He touched my body, He touched my heart, He touched my soul.
Amen.
I'm walking around now with glasses on sometimes, and sometimes I'm not. But I can tell you this much. Jesus Christ has given me 20/20 vision. But you know, a lot of people today have 20/20 vision and walking around blind. Seemingly, you know, that, and I'm talking about spiritually. Yeah, you could use it fleshly too. But I'm talking about spiritually now. They have 20/20 vision and walking around blind because they don't know Jesus Christ as a Savior.
Right.
And I'm thankful today that I do. I'm thankful for today for that Jesus Christ is a healing Christ. All through God's Word, from even before Calvary, He healed. And He was healed Himself from Calvary. And I tell you why. They buried Him, but He didn't stay in the tomb, did He? He arose the third day. And you know, He gave His life for you and I. And I say so many times that, you know, if it hadn't been anybody in this world but me, He loved me enough that He would have died for me alone. But He didn't die for me alone. He did die for me, yes. But He also died for all. Not just part, but all. Now, not everybody's going to be saved, no. And that's their privilege and opportunity. Because He gave us a free will on salvation. We can have it, or we can reject Jesus Christ as our Savior and not have it. But again, I say I'm thankful that I have it. Amen. I may not act like it sometimes. I'm not perfect yet. But one of these days when I get to heaven, I'm going to be perfect. Because He's going to give us a new body, likened unto the Son of God.
Amen.
Now, I don't think anybody's been told this, but it's Shelby. We was talking to her, and we told her, I think it was, that, and I'm going to throw this in this morning, and then I'm going to try to preach a few minutes, okay? But Friday night, or Saturday morning it was, when our neighbor woke up, her husband was laying in the bed dead. I don't know if he was saved or not. He told me he was, and that's all I got to go by. But he liked that song, and I'll tell you this too. He likes that song, I Saw the Light. And every time I talk to him about the Lord, he starts singing that. And you know, he's one of the best neighbors I ever had, really. Close to me, anyway. And I hope that he went to heaven. But he may not have. I'm just trusting him and trusting the Lord, that is, that he did make it right with the Lord. Because that's the only way we can get to heaven. It's through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Right.
And surely, I'm thankful today for the blood. I'm thankful that Jesus Christ died for my sins. And we all have that in our heart if we're saved. But I want to talk to you a little while on the message of the miracles. And the miracle that happened there in Mark chapter 10. If you've got your Bible done, turn to chapter 10. And I'm going to read about Jesus healing Bartimaeus. Verse 46. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, now listen to this, he began to cry and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." See, he already knew who he was and had never seen him. Isn't it wonderful to know Jesus? He said, and many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee." And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. Jesus answered and said unto him, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" And the blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight."
Amen.
Amen. And Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Father, thank you for the word. We ask, Lord, you'll take it and use it for your honor and your glory today. Bless us as we try to bring just the message for your honor and your glory, Lord. Thank you for everything you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. As I talk about blind Bartimaeus for just a little while this morning, I want to share with you the miracles performed that Jesus performed in this life. Had a whole lot of meaning for today. They had a whole lot of meaning, and I want to share some of them with you by the text of blind Bartimaeus, blind. It is significant that all the miracles of God were for the benefit of others, was it not? Now we find out here that the healing of blind Bartimaeus reveals some definite facts about the miracles of the Master. Let's look at some of them, okay? First, the miracles show the attractiveness of Christ. Blind Bartimaeus, he heard that Jesus was coming by his way. And he began to holler out. The blind man would not be silent. They told him, said, "Just be quiet, just be quiet. He's coming on by." But he wanted him to hear. He wanted him to know that he was knew him, and that he wanted him to give him his sight for his eyes. And not only that, for his life. You see, the blind man would not be silent. And the blind man recognized Jesus as the Messiah.
Amen.
The blind man went immediately to Jesus. You know what he'd do with us? Even while we're saved, it would do us a good thing if we would go to Jesus immediately every once in a while. We need to trust Jesus in the day and time that we're living in more than we ever have before. Trust Jesus. And my wife and I were talking, I believe it was this morning or last night, I don't remember for sure when it was, But we were talking about this virus that's going on. And they had plagues in the Bible in the old days, didn't they? And I believe, and she believes the same way I do, that this is just a plague. I believe it's a plague. And we need to talk to the Lord about it. You know, He's the only one that can do anything about it. In fact, He's the only thing that can do anything about anything. Amen. So praise the Lord for it. All right, now, that's first thing. The miracle shows the attractiveness of Christ. But listen, go on just a few more. It shows the love of Christ. Let it sink in a minute. Jesus heard the blind man's plea for mercy, didn't he? Jesus commanded that the blind man be brought to him, and Jesus was willing to help the man. Let's apply this to our life. When we out in sin, what happened? When we came to Jesus, He was willing to help us. Was He not? He didn't say, "Oh no, you've been too bad. I'm not going to do it." He could have done that, but He didn't. When I came to Jesus, He saved me. When you came to Jesus, He saved you. And praise the Lord for it this morning. I'm thankful this morning because, you know, we think about the time that we're living in right in the last few days. It's been a thought of Thanksgiving, hasn't it? Just yesterday, day before yesterday was Thanksgiving Day. That was made Thanksgiving Day in America, wasn't it not? All right, so what do? We get together with our family, and we have a good time. And I'm not saying everybody gets together with the family. Most of them do. And they eat a big old lunch like I did. And they thank God more that day than they do any other time. It seems like it anyway, doesn't it? You know, a lot of times we take things for granted. Do we not? Sure we do. You can sit there and not say amen. That's all right. God's going to get you. Amen. Well, see, the word amen just simply means that's so. That's all it means. Is it not?
That's right.
Yeah, that's it. All right, so say amen every once in a while. That won't hurt my feelings a bit. In fact, we didn't sing that song this morning, either did we? I get it, okay? Jesus is willing to help that man. He's willing to help us this morning. Amen?
Yeah.
Why? Because of the love of Christ that He has for mankind. Now, as we get on in the message, it shows the power of Christ. The power of Christ. We're serving a great God, are we not? He has power for all things. Not a thing that He doesn't have power for. He knew the need even before it was uttered. Excuse me. Faith was the only prerequisite to the main to the man's receiving his sight. And faith is that way for us.
Yeah.
How do we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? By faith, grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's faith. Is it not? We've never seen Jesus with our regular eyes. We can see Him through the eyes of faith and believe Him and live in Him. So you see, it shows the power of Christ. A mere spoken word brought healing. And that's power, isn't it? Well, what happened when you got saved? When you had asked the Lord to save you, what happened? That immediate time, he saved you. He done something for you. In fact, I think about it just about all the time. Oh, what a Savior we have. A wonderful Savior. One that has power over all things. But not only that, it shows the glory of God. All Jesus' miracles were performed to show God's concern. He was concerned. They show that God was with and in Christ. So it shows the glory of God then, doesn't it? When Him doing those miracles. Now I hope you can remember one or two of them anyway. But Jesus hears the pleas of all who faith have faith in Him, no matter who they may be, and the answers to every need He has. He has the answer for your need. And don't tell me some of you don't have need. In fact, don't tell me don't none of you have a need. Because I believe everybody has a need. So He's the one who can take care of that need. Amen. The recorded miracles of Jesus spread over the countryside. And the recorded miracles of Jesus speak across the centuries to tell us of both the concern and the power of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. And these miracles tell us that Jesus was the Son of God and the Savior of all men. That's who He is today. Not only is He our Savior, He's our healer. Well, I'm glad that Jesus can not only save but heal. Amen. I just want to tell you today, in saying all of that, I want to say one more thing. I'm going to sing that song with my wife in just a minute. If anybody else wants to sing with us, that's fine too. But all I'm saying today is to show you who we have in our life when we get saved. And I'm going to tell you something. He was merciful to me. He was merciful to you. My wife tells me every once in a while, and I use her. I want to pick on her a little bit. My wife tells me every once in a while that she loves me. Sometimes I doubt it. No, I'm just kidding. But when Jesus shows me that He loves me, I believe Him. When she tells me she loves me, I believe her. And she better because she has to live with me. Amen. Amen. Y'all just the same way when you used to have me, probably, anyway. Well, let's stand. I didn't keep you long, so. I might keep you longer than don't. If you feel like you're able, then stand. If you don't stand, Brother Donnie. I don't know how to try to pick you up. All right.
Smile a while and give your face a lift. Lift your hands to the one who loves you best. Turn and
Now, are you tired, sis? Okay. Come on, sir. Y'all may sit down if you want to. Come on. Our young brother come up here a while ago with me when I come up and tell y'all that we were going to switch things around. She was going to preach, and I'm going to sing.
No way.
But it didn't work out that way, so I'll just tell you that anyway. But this is still Thanksgiving Day.
Every day.
I think a Christian's going to have Thanksgiving Day all the time. Amen.
Right. Y'all sing with us.
Y'all sing with us. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Okay? All right. As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, and they say I'm nothing. But they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. I know I'm not wealthy, and these clothes are not new, and don't have much money. But Lord, I have you, and to me that's all that matters, though the world may not see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me, I've got a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Anything else?
I'm sorry.
Let's stand and be dismissed in the crowd.